Hi, this is Bridget Horn Nester, and I'm the owner of I Do Weddings and Events. Welcome to Wed Talks, where we offer wedding planning ideas worth sharing. We hope this information inspires, educates, and reassures you as you plan your wedding. Today, we're going to talk about how to have an authentic wedding. We all know that weddings come with a lot of excess baggage. They are filled with emotions and expectations. To complicate things further, couples today must not only deal with their own emotions and expectations, they are often forced to deal with the emotions and expectations of their families and friends. That kind of pressure is enough to make anyone feel a little crazy at times. Add to that the fact that most people are uncomfortable being the center of attention. While there are certainly some exceptions, I firmly believe most couples have mixed emotions about the spotlight being laser beam focused on them from the moment one of them says, "Yes, I will marry you." And there are so many opportunities to feel uncomfortable because there are multiple occasions when you will be in the spotlight. Engagement parties, showers, bachelor and bachelorette parties, the rehearsal dinner, not to mention the wedding day itself. Even the most extroverted among us can understand the excruciating awkwardness of opening shower gifts in front of the people who brought them. All eyes on you while you're trying to think of something clever to say that will convey both your sincere gratitude and utter delight. Never mind the fact that the last time most of us were the only person opening gifts in front of guests was at our 10th birthday party. So here you are, about to spend thousands of dollars to throw a party that will sometimes feel more like a show with you as the star. A dear catering friend of mine is always telling his clients, a wedding is like a great dinner theater show. And I think he's right. Think about it. People have weddings to convey their love story and to celebrate that story with family and friends. Many of you will start the day having your hair and makeup done. From there, you will put on your costume, your wedding dress or suit, surrounded by your co-stars in their costumes, your bridal party in dresses and suits. Rounding out that cast of characters are the vendors you've hired. You'll recite your lines or vows in front of an audience made up of your family and friends. From there, you'll have a dinner party for that audience and entertain them with speeches and dancing, all the while being filmed and photographed by the paparazzi. If that's not a show, I don't know what is. So how can you make your wedding feel less like a show? By making sure it feels authentic to you. Fred Rogers, also known as Mr. Rogers to PBS fans everywhere, is famous for having said, "The greatest gift you can ever give is your honest self." If you have to be the center of attention while dealing with all the emotions and expectations wrapped up in a wedding, you owe it to yourself to do it in a way that represents the person you truly are. This will not always be easy. Commit to asking three questions before making wedding-related choices. 1. Am I doing this for me or for someone else? 2. Will this decision bring me joy? 3. Does this choice fit with my own values and priorities? Be prepared for other people to question and make judgments about your decisions, especially when those choices challenge the perceived status quo. You may feel pulled in many directions, trying to keep the peace and make everyone happy. If the people questioning your decisions are loved ones, we encourage you to take a deep breath and listen to what they have to say. Give them 5 minutes to explain their idea before you say anything. Feeling heard makes a person much less defensive and much more likely to listen to you in return. Above all else, we encourage you to focus on the way you want your wedding to feel. When you eliminate the clutter and baggage of what wedding websites, magazines, and other people are saying, you are much more likely to hear the voice that matters most, your own. Thank you for listening. Until next time. This is Bridget Horn Nester, hoping you have the best wedding ever.